This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pella Corporation, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Kevin Wadley Financial Services, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Don's Heating and Cooling, and the Knoxville Police Department. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Cooperative Electric Association, Hormel Foods, Fred's Muffler Shop, Norris Automotive, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the first part of a 10-part program on public safety, let's go in-depth with Captain Thad White with the Indianola Fire Department. So, Captain, where are you from?
From Indianola.
You grew up elsewhere, though, right?
Yes, I did. My dad was in the Air Force, so I grew up as an Air Force brat. I've got three other siblings. I'm the oldest. My mom was originally from Indianola, so when he retired from the Air Force, he retired to Indianola. So I finished my last two years in high school. Went to Simpson College doing commercial design. I worked for the Record Herald in that from my high school years into my college years, and got on the fire department my last year at college. And as a volunteer, went through EMT school, and it just something I fell in love with.
Well, and what made you decide to join the fire department as a volunteer?
Originally, I didn't have any desire to join the fire department, but growing up, while my dad was stationed in Montana, I remember watching TV series Rescue, as well as fire prevention was a big thing back then for forest fires. So Smokey the Bear, you'd see a lot of advertisements for that. And never thought I'd come back to that. When I joined the fire department, it was actually when I got to know the fire chief back then, Dean Hutt, while I was at college. I'd take pictures at fire scenes, and I'd come over and show him the pictures and get names of the people that were in the pictures, the firefighters. So I got to know him a little bit. And one day I saw a ad in the paper for volunteers. They were seeking volunteers, so I joined while I was at Simpson College my last year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Indianola Memorial Works, Stan Drywall, Verduft Agency, Pella Regional Health Center, DeYoung Door Service, the Pella Hy-Vee, and Wagon Wheels West. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, American Family Insurance Agent Christy Tarr, Brookwood Incorporated, Winfield Funeral Home, Jersey Freeze, PPI, and Bretto Pizza.
I continued my conversation with Captain Thad White with the Indianola Fire Department. And then you went on to get quite a bit more education.
I did. While I worked several other jobs besides being a firefighter, I worked at a meatpacking plant as a medic. I worked at a garbage company, worked my way through that as a dispatcher, safety person. And it's like, well, I've got all this education as a medic, firefighter. I want to get back into that field. So I joined Midwest Ambulance back then, worked for them for a little bit. And then, you know, you make connections in college. One of the guys that I met in college that used to be on the fire department, he was a manager for a software company that firehouse software. And I got on there as a tech support person doing helping people with the business or fire departments with their data management systems. And it's like, you know, I've worked there 5 years. And I'm like, this isn't what I want to do. So I got on Des Moines Fire Department while I'm still on here as a part-time person, Indianola as a part-time person. I got on Des Moines, started working my way up through the ranks, firefighter, fire medic, senior medic. And I was with Des Moines 17 years before coming full-time to Indianola just this year.
Do you remember the first fire you ever went to?
Not necessarily the first fire, but I remember some of my first accidents I've been on. Yeah, I don't like to dwell on those, but the fires, I do remember the first fire. It's pretty intense. Getting to go in, you put on all this heavy gear, put your face piece on, you're breathing air through a mask, and when you go step into the building or crawl into the building to dragging a hose line, the heat's pretty intense. It's, and you can't see anything. You are going by feel and sound into that environment to locate a fire.
What are the emotions that are going on when this is happening?
The first time it was scary, but I've put that in check, and now it's exciting to go in and problem shoot to figure out where the fire is, how do we need to put it out.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Treasured Portraits, CSI Bail Bonds, Mahaska Bottling, Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Consumer Credit of Des Moines, and Ulrich's Meat Market. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wilson's Corner, Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, Marion County Public Health, People's Bank, the Pella Police Department, Bill's Automotive Services, and Cementec.
I continued my conversation with Captain Thad White with the Indianola Fire Department. Well, yeah, I bet it's scary, and then you slowly become accustomed to it. You understand the risks and what you need to do as you learn, and it becomes pretty analytical, I bet.
Analytical, but it also becomes second nature. You just do it. You don't think about it. You just do the job.
And how important is training? How important is it that everybody around you know what everybody around you is going to do?
Training is very important. Even as a volunteer, training was set up for Monday nights back then, and we'd train 3 to 4 hours at night, and then we'd have occasional training fires to go through, as well as some other medical training on weekends. So it's very important, and it's just as important as, if not more so, in nowadays. The fuel loads have changed in structure fires, for example. I'm going to mention legacy fuels, the old good strong wood furniture, natural cloth fabrics. Now we got the synthetics. The materials made today are burned quicker and hotter. So the importance of recognizing where the fire is and how quickly we need to put it out is very important, more so today than it was back then.
And so are the new materials more toxic too?
They are more toxic. They are definitely an issue. It's important. That's why we do the training we do on a regular basis. We train several times a week on different areas. You know, the fire department is just not a fire department. It is all-encompassing emergency services provider. We do medical, we do hazmat, we do rescue. When I say tech rescue or that type of rescue, we do water rescue, ice rescue, vehicle rescue, extrication. So elevator rescues as well.
So all kinds of circumstances you must confront and
correct
deal with appropriately.
We have to have a toolbox big enough to manage everything, from natural disasters to tornadoes to a house fire. It's just, we got to do a lot of things, learn about a lot.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by DeYarmin Automotive, Dude Fix It Mobile Mechanic, the City of Pleasantville, K&K Auto Repair, Mike's Towing, The Science Spot, Manny's Diner, Athletico, and To Be Constructed Incorporated. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, All American Exteriors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Remax Precision in Norwalk, Von Von's Balloons, Van Manen Seatstra Meyer and Nickel, Knoxville Farm and Home, Sage Creek Realty, and Details Plus Collision Center.
I continued my conversation with Captain Thad White with the Indianola Fire Department. You know, sometimes we think of first responders as, if not as superhuman, you know, just like, I don't know, as heroic figures, but still at the same time, you're all human and have your strengths and weaknesses. And so how do you deal with that? And, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of the team and, you know, second guessing yourself and wondering if you're making a mistake. And how do you deal? I mean, it's complex to be a human. It's even more complex to be in these dangerous situations where people's lives are at risk. How do you handle that?
A lot of it comes from experience and exposure over time, exposure to these types of incidents. So you develop the knowledge to be able to handle those situations. Also, the component about working with other employees or other firefighters, that's why training is so important, so we can identify those weaknesses and build upon those to make them stronger in certain areas, or as a team, work as a team and recognize what people's capabilities are.
Well, as a captain, you're a leader. Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
Lead by example. I'm not going to be the leader or the captain that says, I want you to do this. I'm going to, like, wash the rigs. I'm going to go out there and assist in washing our rigs in the morning. I think that's important to be hands-on, to work with the crews and to know that I've got their back if they got my back. And going into a structure fire or in some other emergency, it's important that I want to work with them to accomplish the task at hand at that specific issue.
But how do you not just take charge and do everything? Is it important to let the young firefighter move ahead and take on the task when it's easy, when it would actually be easier for you to do it?
It is. It's sometimes it is hard, but you gotta be patient. You know, there's many ways to get to the same point. Or accomplish a task, but we may have to allow them to go different ways. Also learn that maybe if I suggested a way, their way may have not been correct, but let them figure that out. I want them to learn. That's how we all learn, by making mistakes and building upon those mistakes to make them better.
What does it feel like when you see a young old person, you know, an EMT or a firefighter? What's it like when you see this, and what do you feel when you see this person has some great potential? How does that make you feel?
Pride. you mentioned that over the last little over a decade now, I ran the Warren County Fire Academy, and now just our own academy. But seeing a person that has no experience in the fire service or EMS service come and start with no knowledge or experience with that, and seeing them get through the academy and graduate from the academy with some basic knowledge and stuff, it's exciting to see that growth. It's like being a parent. So,
share one time recently where you went home feeling great pride in what you were able to accomplish, you and your team accomplished. You don't have to give me the specifics of it, but can you share one time when you felt, I really made a difference in the world today, or is it every day?
Some days you don't, but the most recent one is we had a house fire earlier this week. We weren't able to. There was a house fire and the garage was unattached, and it was my goal, while that garage was already fully involved, is to keep it from extending to the house. So we made a stop. We didn't allow that fire to get progress and to catch the house on fire. And when I say that, the unattached garage is about 5 to 6 feet away from the house. And when the garage is fully involved and we put a stop to having it spread to the house, that's a huge accomplishment. The family was very grateful, and I felt good. I felt pride in my crew for accomplishing that task that I set.
Thanks to Captain Thad White for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.